John, certainly another slow start, but you were wound up with more than 30 shots and five goals. What sparked the turnaround?
Well, we ended up creating a couple of turnovers. Got us a couple of goals to go up 2-1. And I thought we made some pretty good offensive plays to score some others.
And shot the puck in the third period, which obviously kind of proved you right in that instance. A couple of them went in.
Yeah, Borky's the one that the puck follows him around. He just has that. It just follows him around. But he, and I hope he learns from it, because he just throws a shot on net and he scores. Early in the game, he stops skating. He's looking to make a play a number of times early in the game. So how dangerous his shot is, although that's not a great shot, but it's to the net and he scores. He's got such a deceptive shot. That's got to be his first thought. So, and for all of us, as we've talked about all year long about that.
I think your veteran players sort of exposed their younger players as the game went on a little bit. The pace picked up, some plays with the puck maybe got better.
As far as Toronto?
Yeah.
Well, it's a young team. I mean, they have a lot of different players. They've moved them in and out of here. They're trying to find out about their kids, and we had a number of kids out there. We ended up making a few offensive plays and scored some goals. I thought we defended pretty well, so we win the hockey game.
Doobie came off, I think, with 30 seconds left. Were you telling him to stay out there to get the...
No.
What did you think of Bob's game tonight?
Didn't have much work. Made the saves. The one goal, he's screened by Wenny. He has no chance. A great shot. But he played well.
You said you wanted Dubinsky to score more goals. You think he has more to give in that department. Were you happy to see him get a couple tonight?
Yeah, and if we're going to progress as a team, he has to score more. He's a guy that ends up with a lot of chances but shoots the puck wide a lot, and it's something we've talked about a number of times. Just don't miss the net, miss in the net. And I'm not saying their pucks are always going to go in the net, but at least miss on the goalie, and so you can break down the defense. Too many pucks are shot wide by him, and he has more to give. He knows that, and if we're going to be a better team, it has to be there.
Is he a guy that's been so, I think, respected for his checking and his ability to shut people down? Is he kind of like your younger guys where it's thinking offense more?
I think he thinks offense. Doobie's been a really good player for us, right on through. I'd like to see, there's two guys, Doobie and Wenz, that I think end up with a lot of opportunities. They need to cash in, and I think they need to put pressure on themselves to add that part of the game. It's a 2-1 game. Wenz has a chance. He walks in, doesn't score. I just want him to put more pressure on himself, and I think Brandon needs to do the same thing.
Classic Saad goal tonight for you. The-